style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wonder.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Snapping at a shell. Ah, there's mysteries inside, I know, but what they are, I just can't tell for sure. And hey, a little baby crow, you're looking kinda mean. I think I oughta split before you start letting off your steam, for sure. Sexy pig, you made it with a man, and now you've got a little kid with who's instead of hands. And no, all of the animals, all the animals. hummingbird, they sing about you in songs. Oh, where you been? Have you broke a wing? I haven't heard you in so long. And hey there, little albatross, swimming in the air. Come on, you know I can't fly, and I think we really ought to play fair. And hey there, Mr. Happy Squid, you move so psychedelically. You hypnotize with your magic dance all the animals in the sea, for sure. Son, what kind of creature are you? I can't stare, but I know you're there. Goddamn, how I wish I knew. And hey there, Mrs. Lovely Moon, you're lonely and you're blue. It's kind of strange the way you change, but then again, we all do too.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
wah, do wah, do wah, do wah. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Hey, hey, hey. สารหน้าแรงทุกปีเป็นมาเช่นเดิมซ้ำยังถูกเติมถูกเติมความคิดบิดพันเมืองทองของไทยของพวกเราชาวนานั้นยุ่งสารพันเจ้าบ้านจึงเป็นส่วนเกินเปลี่ยนแปลงแก้ไขรวมใจกันพัฒนาผ่านค่านิยมเปิ่นเซินรวมสามัคคีสร้างความดีความเจริญมีชีวิตเพลิดกับส่วนเกินจากผิดผลหา
Maurice Tanny, 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guests and musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
We'll be right back.
gentlemen, this is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Thank you. Anybody touches these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Once upon a scary Halloween, when hoot owls hooted and hound dogs howled, four excited kids named Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teenie were getting ready to go trick-or-treating. It was almost dark, and they had on their scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, the doorbell said. They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teenie said,
we got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teenie, and Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen.
Watch out for ghosts. Scary?
Yes.
Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick or treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teenie and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick or treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick or treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat.
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh, okay. Here's your treats.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me!
And me!
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes, when suddenly the wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows, and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet, where they have lived for a whole year, waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're 1 step away from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. You take the 7th step. Don't be scared. Open the door.
Thank you.
It sure was a good story, Mr. O'Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
H is for the hemorrhoids that you had removed. E is for the exercise you never have time for. R is for the rants that there's no reason or rhyme for. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Dad, D is for the dopey things you say to my friends. A is for that angry look when mom overspends. D is for the driveway that you sometimes just miss. But you're our dad.